really excited about it. It's an all-girl lineup, believe it or not. First one that we've had. We've had Lily Rose in the past and a bunch of other girl groups that have come through, but never a headliner and an opener as the girl band. So really excited about it. Got a new artist that's upcoming named Ella Langley. Just put out a song with Coe Wetzel. A phenomenal EP that she put out, kind of blowing up all over Nashville. So looking forward to having her. And then we have Alyssa Flaherty that's opening up for a young 19-year-old girl out of Maryland, believe it or not. So got a girl from Alabama and a girl from Maryland coming to Mountain Home, Arkansas for the summer concert series.
It's got to be a good feeling about the Twin Lakes area, knowing that so many people will come from so far away to perform here at Hickory Park.
You know, it's crazy. Nashville's a hodgepodge for a whole bunch of different people, a melting pot, so to speak. And it's amazing what kind of talent we get out of there to come to Mountain Home, the ones that are up and coming. And, you know, some of the bigger names. We had Jameson Rogers there last time, had a girl off of American Idol named Sadie Bass that was here at our last summer concert series. So it's really cool to have that opportunity. You know, the price of gas and groceries right now, free sounds pretty good to me.
Well, you can thank a lot of our sponsors for that. It's good to have that involvement in the community, involvement in the series.
Absolutely, man. I want to give a shout-out, a huge shout-out to Baxter. They have jumped on board for us for the last 4 years, named this concert series, made it free for everybody in the community and everybody traveling. The A&P Commission has been wonderful. They've been a part of it for 4 years now. You know, without them main two sponsors, it's hard to do. I want to thank the City of Mountain Home Mayor's Office, Big Motors, Lake North Fork Resort, ASC Warranty, and Baird RV and Outdoor Marina. And, of course, wouldn't be possible without Mountain Home Rotary. They clean up that park, do a whole bunch of stuff for us. And then we get to do it all on the Farmers and Merchants Bank stage, you know. Thanks them for putting that up for us down there in the park. It makes it great for kids that want to come down. They can play in the playground, do all kinds of stuff while you sit there and watch some free music. It's just great to have all those people on board and looking really excited about this concert. You know, the weather's supposed to be good. It's going to cool down to about 85 by the time it kicks off at 7 o'clock, I hope, anyway, with no rain.
Gates open at 6?
Gates open at 6. Concert starts at 7 with Alyssa, and then 8:15, Ella goes on. You know, we've always got a rule of no coolers and no pop-up tents. In that area, we'll have some vendors there, really excited about that, to get some food and drinks. But sit back and watch a great show. Hide in those trees. If it's too warm at 7, you can just peer on back a little bit and sit amongst those trees, and it's about 10-15 degrees cooler. So,
and just be sure to bring a long chair or a blanket.
Yeah, listen, you can sit on the ground there, or you can grab you a lawn chair, sit in it. You can spread out. It's got room for 7,000 people, so just come out. You know, we've had this year probably about 15 different states here. Saw messages from Texas today and Oklahoma and Tennessee. So it's really cool to have something like this in our area that draws so many people from outside of our state. So we're just really excited about it, and it's a girl concert. What can I say? I might be saying ladies out tonight. So, but yeah, we're looking forward to it.